Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois' Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen has won a second term in a closely watched race against Republican Joe McGraw. The Democrat and former TV weatherman expressed optimism about the future at an election night party in downtown Moline last night.
We're going to make this region sustainable for our kids and our grandkids. Finally, a bright forecast for everyone here. The sun will rise tomorrow morning, and our future will be bright.
Sorensen won the district, which also branches into Rockford, Galesburg, and Bloomington, with about 54% of the vote. Meanwhile, the race for Southeast Iowa's 1st Congressional District remains too close to call, although incumbent Republican Marionette Miller-Meeks has declared victory. The latest election results have her ahead of Democrat Christina Bohannon by about 400 votes. In Iowa's three other congressional districts, Republican incumbents are all heading back to Washington for new terms in January. That includes Ashley Hinson in the 2nd District, including Dubuque and most of Northeast Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer has more.
Hinson held about 57% of the vote when the Associated Press called the race last night. In her speech to the over 200 supporters gathered in Cedar Rapids, the Republican from Marion disparaged Democratic immigration policy, reiterated her support for Donald Trump, and called her win a victory for Iowa's values.
Tonight, we sent a message, a loud and clear message, that Iowans believe in strong, conservative leadership. And most importantly, we sent a message that our rights come from God, not from the government.
This will be Hinson's third term in Congress. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
In the race for president, Illinois chose Vice President Kamala Harris with 51.3% of the vote. Iowa, meanwhile, solidly backed former President Trump. Unofficial results from election night have Trump leading Harris by 14 points. Iowa's Republican Attorney General Brenna Byrd celebrated the results at a GOP watch party in Des Moines.
Because we know how much better off we were with President Trump in the White House, and we're looking forward to those days again.
Trump was expected to win the state, but that was put into question by the results of a Des Moines Register Iowa poll released over the weekend. That gave an edge to Harris. In the end, Trump won Iowa for a third consecutive time. Trump also won in Iowa in 2022 by 8 points and 2016 by nearly 10 points. In the Iowa State Legislature, Republicans have maintained their majorities and have likely picked up a few more seats. House Republicans appear to have won a supermajority, and Senate Republicans have kept theirs. In the House, longtime Democrat Chuck Eisenhardt of Dubuque lost his bid for another term to Republican Jennifer Smith. However, Democrat Matt Blake unseated longtime Republican Senator Brad Zahn in Senate District 22, representing parts of the Des Moines suburbs. The Associated Press has not called several legislative races, and some close races could be headed for recounts. And looking at some of our local elections, Scott County Sheriff Tim Lane has won a third term in office with 58% of the vote. Fellow Republican Kerry Tompkins was also reelected as Scott County Auditor with 54% support. Rock Island County voters reelected incumbent Democrat April Palmer as auditor. The Democrat defeated Republican Benjamin Barber with about 55% of the vote, and Democrat Kelly Fisher has also held her post as the Rock Island County Recorder. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.